أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 37 of Surah Ibrahim, the continuation of the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Ya Ibrahim alayhi salam, beseech Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by saying, Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati, O my Allah, O my Rabb, certainly I have made some of my children live biwadin in such a valley, ghayri dhi zar'in, which has not been or cannot be cultivated. Makkah Mukarrama was barren land. It was rocky. Around it were hills. The valley was there, but it could never be cultivated. And this is what Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Obviously, some of my offspring will refer to Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and then of course his mother Hajir radiyallahu ta'ala anha are there. And then he says, inda baytikal muharram, however, O Allah, it is by your honored, by your revered, sanctified home, and that is the Baytullah. At this point in time, the Baytullah would have not been built. However, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had shown Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam the space and the place of Baytullah. Originally, according to different narrations, one narration the Malaika built it, the other narration Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam had it rebuilt. At the time of the flood of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, the Baytullah itself was lifted, but the foundation of Baytullah was there. According to some narrations, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes this dua where he had a full view of where the Baytullah would be, and he made this dua looking at that spot, but away from his wife Sayyida Hajir and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he says, Rabbana liyuqimus salah. Why I have left them here? So that they may establish salah. And this brings us to one very important aspect, especially when a person migrates from one place to another, when a person goes to another place, there should be some intention, and that intention should always be noble. And when we make a noble intention, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us, and Allah ta'ala will inshallah accept us according to that intention. So hence the intention is that this is an honored place, this is a sanctified place, so the greatest of all ibadah is to perform salah. So my intention is, I have left him here so that they may establish the salah. So when a person migrates from one place to another, a person goes from one place to another, it should always be that hijrat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man kanat hijratuhu ilallahi wa rasooli, fa hijratuhu ilallahi wa rasooli. Then in the books of Allah, that hijrat will be written towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faja'al afidatam minan nas. Then he made dua to Allah ta'ala that, O Allah, some of mankind, make the hearts of some of mankind, tahwi ilayhim, be inclined towards them. Now here the intention of this dua is that people start visiting this Baytul Muharram, this house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And of course, so long as the Banu Ismail is there, the children of Ismail is there, then they will also visit. And hence in this way, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes this dua. Ulama had said, look at the wisdom of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He didn't say, faj'al afidatan nas, that make the hearts of the entire mankind. be inclined towards the place and the people of the place, because then everyone would have wanted to flock towards Makkah Mukarrama, be it a Muslim, be it a Yahud, be it a Nasara. So Minan Nas now excludes everyone else and keeps it exclusive towards the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And some have stated that this was the actual intention of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And hence, warzuqhum min al-thamarat, and O Allah, sustain them from some of the fruit. Fruit would have been fruit as we have fruit. The other meaning of thamarat is the end products, the produce of everything. And we see this dua also had got accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the great grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hashim, had made up his mind that there is poverty in Makkah Mukarrama. Take the funds from the people, let them all contribute towards a common fund. And then they began in the summer months going to Syria, and in the winter months going to Yemen. And like that, this import-export trade had begun. And then in a very short while, the overruns of all these places, then people came to Makkah, and they flocked to Makkah. And in this way, we find up to this day that everything is found in that place. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ, so that they may make shukr and appreciate the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.